Yes, I gave him a Gaddis. I had a little pair in there for my boy.
What do you hold over you when it rains?
A parasol.
Uh-huh. And a man?
He got his men parasols too.
Umbrella?
Yes, umbrella. Is that what you call it?
Yeah. Now, what is the last thing you put on a bed? On the, you know, the fancy top cover you put on a bed?
A spread.
And you put your head on a
pillow.
Did you ever see a pillow that went all the way across the bed?
That was a bolster, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to.
My mo had them.
Use them a lot. Mom. Well, tell me this about what would you put on a bed for warmth?
For to get warm?
Yeah.
I got an electric blanket. But I put a plenty of quilts on me.
Yeah. When you were raising your kids up, did y'all always have enough beds? Did you have enough beds for them to sleep on?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, if there weren't enough beds, they would make a what on the floor?
A pallet.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a heat, like if somebody die, you know, like if I was to die or something and all my people had to come, they'd have to make pallets here. But the neighbors would ask them to their houses. That's the way they do now.
Mm-hmm.
They'll ask them to come and spend the night with them. But I got enough room for mine if to come.
Yeah.
Because I ain't got but three boys.
Right. Now, you said that's the soil out there in your front yard is very...
It's rich. It makes high cane. Be about high as you. And high as that boy I got.
Miss Selman, what is the soil like around here? I mean, what's the land like?
It's good, rich land up here. Mm-hmm. Now, down there below town, this land rich in that.
Yeah.
It makes more.
Is there a kind of a place where you have to plow late in the spring, the water might be over there, you know? What did you call that? That's
a wet place. Yes, it'd be some place they plow and then have to go back when it dry, you know. It's a place right over there. Right over there back of my house, a man got to call them there. They wasn't down there when I was down there. I don't know what to call them, but one of them was a doctor. He got a... He a doctor in Blakely.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I went to the doctor in Miami, and he told me, one of them doctors asked me, did I know him? I told him I didn't know him, but I know others. He said, well, him and him went to school to be a doctor together, and said he's coming up here this summer to his house in Miami. He said, you know them folk down there, don't you, about that church? What they name?
What church is that?
That white church down there, let me see. It's right below Mr. Henry's house.
Oh, Wesley Chapel?
Yes. Well, what them white folk name back in there?
Brunner?
No, call another name. They're down in there about them Brunner. Twister. They are on the road, like. They wakes all this land, listen. They wakes all that land over yonder, Mr.
Morgan?
No, Mr.
Ben Butler Morgan?
Mr. Crozier there.
Crozier.
They got all Mr. Crozier's land and all this land around here. I know them folks. I know that one of them works in that drugstore sometime down there in town, a lady. They got a funny name. And one of them, they wasn't down there when I was down there.
Mm-hmm.
But 40 years ago, but they down there now. They call them. I know one thing, he's a doctor. These people all here go there. They went there yesterday to him. Say he's a good doctor.
Would?
No, they go to Blakely to him.
Oh.
But he live right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You, do you know? I know